We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Stephen Vest,
Savarik,
Michael Hopkins,
Michael Davis,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Yodlet,
Brownie Davis,
Chad Swenson,
William Wilson,
Carl Black,
Steve Areza,
I have no more names,
Michael Drescher,
James Burns,
Dad Gunner.
Thanks, everyone.
It's going to be unpleasant, but why would you think it would work?
And we're recording.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Hi.
We are back with more of Merinomicon.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, James.
Goodbye.
So why don't we
I'm playing Lewis Lancaster, who is a pragmatic doctor, family man, and he hates being on the ship, and wash your fucking hands when you go to bed.
That's it. Do you want to make your, you want to give yourself an aspect about, how you hate when people don't wash their hands? A 5-point hatred of sanitary hands.
Yeah. Say hi to hygiene. Yeah. My name is Ed. I will be playing Hal Holborn.
Hi,
Ed. He is the former host of a radio show.
I mean, you're still a host.
Your
voice is.
Yeah.
They haven't fired
him. And he is now with these guys on the road.
No, he sort of tendered his resignation.
Yeah.
I feel like it was kind of like, to put a wrestling reference out there, when Razor Ramon and Diesel quit for WCW and Vince McMahon just recast them.
Yeah.
I think it's still me, though. Well, I'll turn the radio on next time we're in the car and listen.
The last time you listened, it was just old recordings of you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give my analogy for that one. I'm Chris, and I'm playing Simon Stone. He's got one arm, and he likes to murder things.
One arm, but two armfuls of rage.
Mm-hmm. We're all worried that those things he likes to murder are going to be us.
Yes.
Well, he won't like that.
In all sleep.
Oh, maybe.
It won't stop him, but he won't like it.
Damn it! I hate that I'm doing this!
I really wish you didn't make me have to do this.
Right. Anyway, I am Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Angelo Franchetti, otherwise known as Charlie Chains. He is a very tall, imposing mafia hitman who is along on this crazy road trip for personal reasons.
And last but not least, I'm Eric. I'm not last. And I'm probably least, though. And I'll be playing Marty McGraw, the former police cop. Turns not police cop, who's a good driver and a shootman.
Hi, I'm James. I'll be playing Timothy Tundra. He is the guy that builds things. He's the crafty guy. He's crafty.
He's just my type.
And he likes to talk, and he's having fun on this trip, despite the fact that he just got set on fire.
Oh. Eric wasn't last or not least.
Tim's on fire.
Oh, you weren't here for the first time. All right, so what do you guys remember from last game?
Nothing.
Not a lot.
I got tortured and set on fire. That's been my gripe for like the rest of the series.
All right, so we stopped at a motel for the night.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 700 hour long argument.
Yeah.
Because while Doc was doing our laundry, Lieutenant
Elbert.
Before that, we had a 700-hour argument about whether or not we should stop somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, the first argument was like 300 hours.
That's true.
You totaled.
And then like a 200-hour argument of which the first floor or the second floor.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
I missed a lot of arguing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lieutenant Elbert invaded Doc's dream and basically threatened his family unless Doc revealed to him where we were. Doc, being the good egg that he is, told us that Elbert had made this threat.
He's a good egg.
And then we had another 300-hour-long argument about what we should do. We eventually sort of arrived at a plan before we cut that scene off. During the next night, Elbert invaded most of our other dreams, getting progressively more threatening and violent to the point where he set Tim on fire. And when we left,
he also is going to and he's going to torture the Doc's family because I wouldn't say anything. So
it's Elbert's
partner, El Ernie.
You know, guys, Simon just died.
Funny, I've never seen anyone's head explode that hard.
It was weird.
Hey, Ernie.
That was Bill
doing Bill Palm's impression of
that. Hey, Ernie. Is that something that happened that I don't remember? Okay.
We were talking about Mrs. Ebert and how
her name is
her
like
name
sounds
like going Ebert. Ebert.
Oh, Ebert.
So,
okay, yeah.
So one time I went up to Bill and I went, Ebert! And he went, A-N!
All right, so he invaded all your dreams.
And then
some
there was some
sleep.
An enormous nightmare creature circling in the skies above our motel.
It was Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
With a deep, booming voice that said that it found us, basically.
Oh.
Yes.
And that's where we cut off.
Yes, so we'll pick it up there. So, Hal, you're sitting outside. You just had to tear your eyes away from this massive serpentine creature that is circling over the motel.
Can we pick it up? I'm going to go back in my room and hope it's looking for somebody else.
You guys can hear it from inside. Doc, you get woken up by its boom.
I'm here for you.
Nothing, probably. Go to sleep.
Walter! Oh, good.
Instead of picking it up from right there, can we pick it up from when I was home in bed?
No.
Ah. I figured that'd be a lot more interesting.
I'm gonna walk back into the room and close the door. So either we're completely boned or we just have to wait this out.
Wait, what out?
I mean, I would think we heard the booming.
Yeah. I don't think we can wait this out.
What's the booming? It's not gonna leave.
Well, maybe it's not here for us.
It's definitely here for us. We were just invaded and he said his hounds were on us.
Technically, that's not happening.
You hear as something massive lands on the top of the motel.
Oh, thank God it landed on the hotel and not on our truck.
Good thing we didn't take the second floor.
I'm just saying, if we play it cool, maybe it is here for somebody else. And
is there like a back, like in the bathroom, like a window can jump out of in case?
That's why I wanted the first floor, because I didn't want to jump out the window on the second floor.
Okay,
just make a roll.
I mean, there usually is.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fate point. Yeah, that's something you can spend. I thought you could.
Yes. I'm sorry. You don't have to make a luck roll. You can just spend a fate point in this.
Sure.
Yes, there's a window in the back. All
right.
Sorry.
All right. On three, we all jump out the window.
I can't.
Yeah, we've got two bathrooms. We can go two at a time.
That's all right. So, we're just gonna sit here then, and hopefully the thing passes over.
Well, I mean, that's a plan.
It's a bad one.
It's only one giant circle.
Now we can't convert. Well, depends on. You know, like, I guess you're in our room because you were.
There is a door between
There's
the
a
two.
Door between the rooms.
Yeah.
That's been open. And we were all just discussing how we were invaded in our dreams, so I figured we were all in the same room.
Yeah, I think we need to get out. I'm pretty sure this thing's here for us.
You hear the boom as the wings flap again. I know you're in there.
So who knows we're in here?
Well, obviously he's going to say he knows we're in here. If he's looking for people.
Who are you looking for?
What are you waiting for?
What are you saying, Doc?
Nothing. Let's see how this plays out.
So you guys are just hiding in the room?
I think, yeah, we're just going to stay in there. Charlie definitely, like, takes off his chain and...
Are you all in the same room?
No.
I'm going to put my feet in the tub and let them soak, you know. No, it's going to come and kill us. What are you guys talking about?
Right?
What if it's not here for us?
But obviously,
are you kidding?
It's definitely here for us, for one thing. For two, it's obviously going to say it knows we're here and it's going to find us because it's trying to find us. But if it doesn't know exactly where we are, if it knew exactly where we were, it would have came directly to us.
Yeah, it would be here for us,
it's going to be pretty happy to see us.
It would be through the roof right now, digging us out of here.
Eric, heads or tails?
Tails.
All right. Room 6.
Fuck.
All of you, make notice rolls. So that would be... No, that would be Lewis, Hal, and Marty.
Okay. Oh, zero.
Notice?
Yes.
That would be a 1.
2.
Marty.
No.
Yeah, no,
I'm
you're
Marty.
Right. 1, yeah. 2, 0?
Yeah.
All right. You two can make athletics checks.
Oh, I'm good at athletics.
Ah!
Adopted on the floor.
Ed's not doing shit.
I got
right
a
now.
One.
He's down to die. That's going to be a new song I'm going to write. Down to die.
Athletic. I got 1.
Two.
Okay.
Oh.
So Ed, you take one physical stress. Meyer, you take two. And Eric, you take three.
Ugh. Eric takes nine.
As suddenly the window slash wall of your room explodes inward, and this pitch black tail, barbed, it's sort of, it comes in, and you see the tail at the end splits into about, five long tentacles, each of them ending in a foot long barb, just that's curved and serrated.
It's for us.
It's coming through your window.
It doesn't.
We can't talk it out.
It doesn't hit any of you, but the glass and the mortar and the brick from the wall just slams into the room and hits all of you.
Can't talk it out.
To the window. To the window.
And then, as you guys watch, the tail retracts, and this massive creature lowers its head. You could see multiple eyes embedded in the top of its skull, and its face sort of comes to a point, and as you look at it for a second, the point retracts, and you realize that its mouth is sort of covered in tentacles, and the tentacles pull away and reveal this gaping, razor-tooth-lined maw that comes to a point, too. Hello.
Hey.
And it starts to... so what are you going to do?
Get the fuck out.
I think you have the wrong room.
You guys hear this.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
Yeah. All right. The three of you make athletics checks.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom, too.
I think I'm jumping out my bathroom window.
All right.
Bombed out.
Well, you can only go out the window one at a time.
Minus two.
Four.
All right. Marty, you make it there first.
Can I use part of mine to make sure he doesn't get left behind since he got very low?
Okay, so with your four, you could either dive out the window to safety, or you could use it to pull Doc in, and then Hal's going to get out the window first.
I'll pull Doc in and let Hal get out the
window. All right, so you guys run. Doc, there's just like this big piece of 2x4 that you don't see because it's dark, and you hit it, and you trip and stumble.
Yeah.
But Marty catches you and pulls you up. As this creature lunges into the room, its body is like 3 feet wide. It is massive. And its head just lunges towards you, and its jaws snap close inches from you as Marty pulls you into the bathroom.
What would you tell about it? It's just like, no, man, I don't want Hal to jump out first. I want to jump out first. You stay.
I would say Hal just pushes the Doc out of the way and jumps through the window first.
So you three, I'll let you pick. Who goes out the window first?
I think I might run out the front since I notice its head inside. But that might...
You go first.
You could try running out the front if you want.
Yeah,
it seems to have its head stuck.
Not stuck, but its head is right now trying to eat them.
Yeah, it's not stuck. It's trying to eat them, but it's jammed into the building. So if we run out stealthily, hopefully it won't notice us.
So make a sneak check or stealth check.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a plus two.
What stealth? Look at that.
Oh, I still have upgrades, advances, milestones I didn't use.
Well, can't use them right now.
I know. I just know.
I got a plus four to stealth.
Plus four?
Minus two.
Two. Does anyone want to spend fate points?
Yeah.
We're all right.
Okay. You quietly open the door and go to run out. And make notice rolls.
Oh, I have 1,000 eyes. I got a 2 to notice.
I got
3. No, 3 to notice. My bad.
0.
0.
3.
3. 3. So as you run out, you take a look at this thing. It was probably about 10 feet into the room next to you, and there's another 30 or so feet of monster sticking out the door. That tail that was... flailing into the room before comes swinging at you guys. So you two can make athletics checks to get out of the way. Chris, you don't see it coming.
Is your poop boy the same as 1,000?
I got a plus two.
I also have a plus two.
Plus two. All right, so you each take one physical stress.
Wide,
Chris, you take three.
Okay.
And this tail wraps around you.
I need a pencil, please. Now I've got Ed's pencil, and he can never have one.
So, Charlie, and Timmy, you watch. You duck, and you feel like those barbs, like
tail, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like graze you and cut you a little bit. But the tendrils of the tail grab Simon and wrap around him and squeeze. And then starts to lift him up. So, back in the room,
save him.
Hal, you jump out the window, and you turn. So if you want, you can all make athletics checks. Hal, you can make a check to help them out the window. Okay. And Doc and Marty, you can try to climb out the window.
Minus
Doc one.
Marty.
One.
Five.
Oh, again, Doc and okay. Marty. So you manage to, how does he do? Okay. So you manage to, Hal, you manage to kind of help Doc out, like pull him out the window. It's ungraceful. Like you both fall back once you pull him out the window.
And then but I swan dive. You know, like in the scene Scott Pilgrim when Knives comes to see Scott's just, there?
Yep.
He just left.
So you're also like helping push the Doc through the window.
Right.
And you hear the creature crashing through the room. And you turn and just look as that mouth is lunging towards the door. And yeah, you just jump and leap out the window, like land perfectly and tumble forward and are on your feet ready to go. As you turn back and look through the window, as the wall to the bathroom is just gone.
We probably should have left when we saw the giant dragon.
I was trying to tell everyone that.
Out front, you guys.
Okay, fine. So I made a mistake.
Charlie and Timmy, you see Simon is wrapped in these tentacles. Simon, you are wrapped in the tentacles.
And my arm pinned to me.
You could spend a fate point to have it not be.
I was going to use my retractable spike to stab it in the tentacle so it would drop him.
You can certainly try.
I'm going to try.
So that is a fight check.
I'll fight you.
While he's doing that, I'm going to use my unpinned arm to stab it in the tentacle.
Where your knives are all.
Get a fate point back.
All right. Give Chris his fate point. You can spend another fate point to have your knife, too.
That's fine. James will save me.
What'd you get, James?
Okay.
Four? Okay.
I want my arm free. Okay, want to spend any for a fate point, but not your weapon.
Yeah.
Do I need to?
Do you want to?
You know, I think I might, just to be on the safe side.
So that brings you up to six?
Yeah.
Okay, your arm's not pinned. And the arm that's missing is pinned.
What is your...
Retract just like AP2, weapon 1.
AP2, okay. You managed to do a point of damage to it.
Yay!
And you
only 50,000 more to
yeah,
go!
So you pop out your retractable... So how do you do it?
I see that it grabbed my buddy there, so I ran over and I just freaking went to like punch it, and then just the spike comes out as I punch it. I just caught it right in the.
All
right,
yeah. So you managed to poke it basically.
Yeah.
And you
cause a reflex test. You know, it's like something pinch me.
Yeah. So you managed to get it to drop Simon.
Ooh. How far do I fall?
It leaps.
It didn't lift you that far yet.
The sky.
Maybe like 2 feet down.
Hey, stab me in the butt!
But you could somehow feel through the probe. Like not feel. It's very weird.
It's an awkward sensation.
It's kind of like when you tap your fingernail on something.
Oh yeah.
I bit my bottom.
It's whatever its hide is thick.
Oh.
Like you could feel. You barely got through it. So Charlie and Tim. So Simon, you fall. You're squatted. Yeah. You're good to go. Charlie, what would you like to do?
And Simon. I think I'm going to go for the band.
Okay. You don't have the key. Who has the keys?
Probably Marty. I would probably have it.
Who has the ball of uranium?
Punch.
Van.
You left it in the van?
Yeah.
I'd say it's in the van.
Okay.
I also probably wouldn't have ran to the van. I don't think trying to outdrive this thing would be a smart idea.
U is for uranium. Bombs!
All right, so Charlie and Simon, what are you doing?
With burglary, could I hotwire a car?
You could.
All right, I'm going to find a car that's aimed sort of at this big thing.
Well, there's only three cars in the lot, so
okay.
You're going to have to spend a fate point if you want a car that's just like in the perfect position.
No, I can maneuver it once I get it going.
Okay.
I'll pick a car that isn't ours.
Well, there's four cars total. One is yours.
Yeah. That's the one I'm not picking. What's the biggest looking one after that?
Just like a regular sedan.
Okay. A motorcycle.
Are any of them serrated?
No.
Okay.
They are all like 1930s cars, kind of pushed forward to the 60s, so they're all just made of steel.
Okay. Freaking Mad Max car over there.
So, you guys distract it. I'll engineer a spike onto the end of it so he can drive it.
You just tie yourself to the front and hold your fists with your spike out.
Yeah, that seems like the better idea.
Yeah, perfect. All right, so you run over to the car. The door is unlocked. Make a burglary check.
Burglary.
We're just stuck by knife in the ignition here.
Two. Okay. You rip the bottom of the dash open and just pull out wires and the car starts to rumble. Ryan, what are you doing?
You had a spike too, right?
Yeah,
he's got two.
Never cried his life.
I remember if I had one or two.
Strangely cool baby.
Since Tim had some success with that, I guess I'll try to stab it as well.
All right, make a fight check.
I had to do six on my fight, and I only did one damage.
Please alleviate the situation.
All right. Always the stick.
Mother, I'm coming out of the room.
Well, that's
prepare for my arrival imminently.
Do you want to spend 3 points?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with formidable mafia assassin.
Okay,
I know how to strike.
Can you?
All right.
So that brings you to six.
Yes.
Way to help, Eric.
I help. Yeah, Eric.
If we still did cold opens, Ryan, the stoic newborn, would be an amazing.
Okay. So. And you have armor piercing 2 on your thing?
Weapon 1. It's the same that...
the same James has. And weapon 1. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you managed to sink yours in just a little bit deeper than James did.
Yours is longer than mine? Fuck this shit. I'm leaving.
you don't go for the tentacles. You go a little bit further up the body. Find a softer spot. And just punch, and it digs in just a little bit more. But even you can feel this thing has a tough hide.
Hey, stop that.
It goes and in one motion just flaps its wings and pulls itself out of the building and takes the balcony on the second floor with it. And just spins around and looks down at Ryan, at Charlie and Timmy.
You weren't on the belt.
And its mouth tentacles sort of.
Can I try to hang on to it?
I flip it off at my
for
spike.
A second. I thought you were going to say it was going to do one of those dick boss moves where it like swings its wings and you go flying back and then you have to run up to it
again. Shut the fuck up, man!
Stop it. What are you
doing? Honestly, I haven't even thought of that. Thank you.
God damn it! Anyway,
because I do literally have spikes jammed into it.
That's going to be I'm going to say physique.
Okay.
To hold on. That's good. An opposed physique annoying. Check.
Yeah.
Six.
I was thinking it.
Okay. You managed to just barely hold on.
Okay.
It sees you and laughs.
Hey.
It's this terrifying sound that doesn't quite come out right. Why don't we go for a ride then? And it flaps its wings and starts rising.
Uh-oh. Don't let it do
very
that.
Fast.
I can't drive.
What are the rest of you doing
on the ground?
You hear it say, "Why don't we go for a ride then?"
I'm pretty sure everybody in the next state overheard it say that.
I'm taking a shot at it.
Okay, make a shoot roll. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm going running through the car.
I can't do anything.
I'm going to throw a rock at it.
It's taking a friend, so I'm shooting.
Give me the keys.
I toss you the keys.
All right, I'm going to
start. Okay.
I'm aiming the car that I hotwired at it.
Okay.
And if I have enough time, throwing something on the gas and just letting it go right toward it.
Well, it's currently flying out up in the air with me.
Well, all right. How fast did it get off the air?
You're going to have to make a drive check if you want to hit it.
Since it's taking off into the air, can I just dig through the rubble and maybe find something like maybe like the guardrail or something and maybe strap it onto the hood of the car?
It should be pretty easy to take.
Cut the note.
Well, no, it's, I'm not, like, welding it.
Undulates continuously. And you're doing an action, so you have to roll for it. So you have to make a drive check to hit it.
Barney, stop fucking my wife.
Oh. What'd you get, Eric?
Seven prostitutes.
So that would be...
So I didn't hit Ryan.
You did not.
Did he hit his partner again?
Two on its athletics. So, okay, you hit it, and the bullet doesn't just ping off.
Good.
It sinks into it, but it doesn't seem very phased.
Well,
Chris, make a drive check.
It takes a big shit on you.
Ew. Fine, I give up.
Okay.
Covered in guano. I don't think that's technically a bat.
Fate point, and I've got three altogether.
Three?
Yeah.
Three.
All right. Do you want to spend any more fate points?
Yes.
Okay. So that brings you up to five.
Yeah.
All right. So you floor it, and you watch the car as this thing is starting to sort of.
To be clear, I'm not staying in the car.
Oh, you just put something on it?
I put something on the gas.
Ah, okay.
Because that would be ridiculous. I would kill myself.
I mean, Simon isn't necessarily a right-thinking person.
All right.
I mean, you could put your seatbelt.
So you
then I throw something on the gas. All right, I missed that.
You drop a piece of the brick from the building on it, and you watch as the car accelerates and just slams into the thing, and it doesn't even care.
Oh boy.
The front of the car is smashed and dented. It doesn't even slow down.
I mean, this thing did just dig through a building.
It's like the car and it exploded. I don't have a gun.
So Ryan, it's flying, and you look down as you're suddenly 10 feet up and then 20. So what are you going to do?
I'm gonna use my little proboscis.
Just keep climbing up to the head.
I'm gonna just start making my way along its back toward its eyes.
Okay, make another fight roll.
Is that fight or?
Yeah, because you have to stab it each time you want it.
All right.
So the car goes careening into it, just kind of explodes. The thing doesn't even care at all.
I'm gonna re-roll.
Flies up into the air, and Simon just goes, "Well, that was my idea."
Thank you.
I didn't see what he was holding it.
Maybe it worked. He's flying away now. He's not hurt. We don't know.
Yeah. Is Ryan racist against eyes since he's going to go stab it because it has more than two?
Yep.
Yeah, he did a lot of intro.
Well, I figured it was vulnerable.
Got some internal bleeding, yeah.
I rolled the exact same goddamn thing.
He's like, oh, God, it hurts so much.
So that's a one.
A one. That is not enough. So you raise your arm up and go to stab it, and you just can't pierce it.
You're not gonna
and as you do, the thing's tail whips around from behind you and envelops you in its tentacles. You don't take any damage from it.
Okay.
But it just pulls you off.
It was three for me.
Yeah. It pulls you off, and now you are trapped in its tentacles as it, boom, boom, 30, 40 feet up.
All right. I'm gonna hang on to it then.
Okay. What do the rest of you like to do?
I'm running to the van.
You're at the van. You got the keys.
I
start
the car up.
Yep.
I mean, I can't do anything, so I'm...
I mean, you just because you don't have points, you can still do it. You just don't get a bonus.
I don't know if there's anything in
it. All I can really do is get to the van or shoot at it again. I mean, it didn't seem to care about my first shot.
You did damage to it.
I'm going to stare slack-jaw
it. I'm just going to shoot it again, then. It's my friend.
I will honk the horn and tell him. Let's go.
Okay.
Charlie's dead.
Four.
Folks.
All right.
I'm get out of the van! It can destroy the van! That's our only mode of transportation!
You hit it, and you see your bullet just... Bing, just things off.
Damn it.
Anyone else trying anything?
I'll hotwire another car.
Why not? How good athletics rolls do I need to jump all the way up there?
like a 25?
Can I dig through the rubble and actually, like, turn this car into, like, a giant spear? Like, you know, take, like, a banister? I'm not, like, saying I'm going to weld it on, but, like, you know, use the shit to just kind of strap it onto the hood.
It's going to take a few minutes.
Yeah, I know it's going to take a while. Okay. Right now it's flying.
So make an investigate check first to find stuff.
What's your javelin skill is as good as the Night King?
Well, what am I looking at? Investigate?
Investigate.
So I'm looking at
a fight. Maybe I'll just throw one of my knives at it.
Yeah.
And then just 30 feet in the air, I just go. And then.
Boom! Oh! Two.
Two. Alright, yeah, so in the rubble from the second floor, you find like, a piece of bent and twisted iron railing with a point on one end.
Gas tank.
Gas tank.
Chris, make another burglary check.
I'm in the car.
Two.
Two. Okay, you find another sedan and manage to hotwire it again. Ryan, it is still flying, and it drags, it doesn't drag you, but it moves you, so its tail is, like, right in front of its face, and it peels its tentacles back.
It opens up its mouth.
Anything inside its mouth that I could catch my chain on?
It's got lots of teeth. And, like, three tongues.
Ooh.
I'll go for its tongues.
All right. It's going to be a fight check.
It's a graboid. It's a flying graboid.
Why is it always the tongues?
Now I can't chase anything for a week.
Strong. Three?
Yeah.
Are you going to spend any fate points?
I don't have any.
All right. Well, that does not beat its plus eight. That's Chris's. Do you want a fate point?
Sure.
You decide You'll to just to let die. Go and let fate decide what you're going to happen when you land.
Monster eight, your only pit of clothes.
How much damage does it take for 10
I mean, can I succeed at cost? I'll take a consequence if I can, like, hurt it or catch its tongue somehow.
Okay. So the cost would be you would manage to get your chain, like, snagged on its teeth.
Okay.
And hurt it. But it's going to let go of you then.
It would just be me holding onto my chain.
Yes.
And, like, falling to the ground.
And hoping its tooth doesn't fall out.
Yeah. All right, I'll go for that.
Okay. So you do a little more damage to it. You feel the tentacles unravel. And you... No. And then you grab onto you're holding onto your chain.
Yeah,
so. You're 60 feet up now.
Oh, God.
You could see the top of the motel where it's just trashed from where this thing landed.
Mm-hmm.
You think you see your friends scurrying around. There's headlights on from cars.
All right.
And it just keeps going up.
I'm gonna climb the chain, try to get on top of it.
That's gonna be athletics.
I change my dice because these guys are rolling terribly.
We're gonna turn your car into a giant javelin. How's that sound?
Not my car.
You can make a
craft
check.
Oh, can I hotwire the car too?
My dice just hate me tonight. One.
I mean, you're moving. It's slow.
Am I, like, holding on at least?
Yes, you're holding on.
Okay.
You're
not plummeting to your death.
Yeah.
What'd you get, Chris?
Minus one.
Take a point of damage. You electrocute yourself.
Okay.
You take one physical stress.
Ryan, don't pleb.
I'm trying not to.
Did I succeed in hot wiring the car?
My dice don't seem to want me to not pleb, though. Because I keep rolling minus, 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 plus.
So what are the rest of you doing? You hear...
Minus, minus, minus.
You hear Simon go, ah, shit, as he electrocutes himself. Timmy, you manage to find some stuff and are strapping the bent piece of metal onto the hood of the sedan you're hot wiring. You guys see the other rooms, one of them ones on the ground floor. The light comes on and someone comes out. What the hell is going on?
I'm going to put a block of it on.
What are the rest of you doing?
I guess after I finish strapping.
Well, this is what you're doing. Yeah. So, Hal, Doc, and Marty, what are you guys doing?
I'm putting my balaclava on, so no one can identify me.
Right. Okay. So you pull your bandana on, so you can't be identified.
No,
so
I'm balaclava. Balaclava.
Marty.
I really don't know what else to do other than try taking another shot of it.
Shoot it.
Can I make a notice check to see, like, is there, like, any other people coming? Like, any other authorities? Is it just this thing, or is it anything?
No, make a notice roll, yeah.
Oh, Eric, make a notice roll for the giant glowing orb you're supposed to
Is he five? Four.
Yeah.
You don't see anything else on the road. Oh, all right. It doesn't seem like there's anyone else coming.
Right.
Shoot it.
You do see the manager of the hotel is like coming out of his office. What the fuck? He's rather perplexed and annoyed.
Shoot it in the dick.
No, you don't shoot someone in the dick.
Marty, you just shoot it?
Yeah.
All right.
Aim for the dick. Or
I'm good at five.
You hit it, but bing, just bings off. All right. It's slightly more annoyed with you now, Ryan.
Mm.
So it is going to try to whip you with its tail to knock you off.
I am going to try to get the innkeeper to
give us a discount.
No.
Listen, I didn't know this hotel was going to be attacked by goons in the middle of the night while I'm trying to sleep. Oh, my money back.
I paid for four walls.
I'm going to try to get the innkeeper to just run away because I don't, like, just get rid of him.
Run away.
Okay.
I'm going to turn to him and with either rapport or deceive, I'm going to be like, it's here for you. It knows what you did.
That's obviously deceive.
Where would you think that would be?
Maybe he did something, and it is here.
That is one.
Maybe he doesn't know.
What is that? Yeah, that's one.
Thousand.
I am going to roll
$1,000,000.
I write my. I'm going to spend a fate point. I write my own material.
Okay.
He
doesn't.
I'm going to re-roll because that was a crappy roll.
He doesn't.
That was a much better roll.
Yeah.
That was four.
We're not that
he just
drunk.
Oh my god! And just runs down the highway.
Bye. He did something.
Bye.
So Marty,
Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to hang on to the chain and avoid the.
All right. So if you want to just hang on, it will be physique. If you want to try to like. Pull yourself off to get out of the way of its attack, that'll be athletics.
Alright, I'll go for athletics.
What did he do?
Dude, probably something terrible if he's doing that.
That's a three. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's a two.
A two.
He probably swore
right.
in the goo's name.
Do you want to take damage or do you want to let go?
I'll take damage.
Alright, that's three physical.
Okay.
The tentacles just whip against you. You feel your flesh being cut open. Your clothes are torn. You're still hanging on.
He's going to be naked forever.
I'm going to try to climb up the chain again.
That's going to be another athletics.
That's much better. That's a six.
A six. All right. You somehow managed to use the momentum of being hit. To sort of propel you up the chain a little bit. And you get way up there, and you're, like, right by its mouth now.
Somehow. That's just simple physics. You got to fit with forward momentum and help him move up
faster. Well, it was kind of, like, sideways momentum.
Am I near any of its eyes?
Yeah, you're near an eye.
All right, I'll stab it in the eye.
All right, fight one more time.
Fight!
God damn it. One.
Why?
Do you have any fate points?
Why no, matter? I don't.
All right. Well,
Ryan, for Christ's sake, yes, you do.
No, I will
He's
tell you this.
What's wrong?
He does not have armor on his eye, and he can't get out of the way of you right now. So you hit him.
All right.
And you have weapon one.
Yeah.
So you do two damage
with AP two.
Oh, he has no
armor.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, the armor doesn't count there.
The armor doesn't matter anymore.
Screams, and you're right by its head. Make a will check.
Nope, still out here.
You manage to
I wouldn't be afraid.
Resist the urge. You just like clamp your hands over your ears.
Your spikes out.
No, not with your spikes. Like,
oh no!
If you failed, you would have let go of the chain to cover your ears. And it starts to barrel roll. So make a physique check to hang on.
I thought I was going to make it car weep softly.
That's five.
Five.
I'm stretching.
You got a six.
Okay.
He's bad.
So you start to lose your grip. You're sliding down the chain. You're no longer right by its eye. You're dangling on the edge of your chain. He's no longer going up though. He's just sort of barreling forward. You guys on the ground are watching this thing just scream, lets out this blood curdling scream and starts spinning forward.
So it's wrapping the chain around itself.
Yes, but it's also whipping you incredibly fast.
Okay.
You're on the end of a centrifuge.
All right, yeah.
Your blood and plasma start to separate.
Yeah, I don't think
Can I try to stab into its side again so that I don't go flying off?
You're going to have... It's either hold on to the chain or stab its side. You need both hands to hold on.
Okay. Just wait. In that case, yeah, I'm just going to hang on.
Just right. Wait for the button prompts to pop up and hit.
What are the rest of you guys doing? You guys can see this thing now, like 100 feet up in the air, just spinning. And the you see a little, you can kind of see Charlie just whoop, 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 whoop.
Well, that looks like fun.
I will start praying.
Okay. I'll start gathering mattresses in case you fall.
I will help. We are in a motel.
I'll just start praying to God.
I'll help get this car actually started.
Well, the car you're doing, I already started. I was hot wiring the other one.
Oh, okay.
Just so we could drive another one into it.
Okay, then I guess I'll prep the other one to be
the other one didn't hot wire. I guess I could try again.
For the safety of
my No, it's you shorted it. It's not.
Okay.
Well, I'll override it short.
I'm going to take the gas from that car.
You're going to siphon it?
I'm gonna siphon the gas.
Make another burglary check.
All right.
That's actually a good idea.
One.
I'm going to siphon
one?
Yeah.
It's going to take you a while to siphon all the gas out.
I'm not doing anything until this thing lands.
Can I use crash to siphon out of the one he already crashed?
Is it moving?
Yes.
It's like barrel rolling and trying to whip me off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's,
Can I follow in the car, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Make a notice roll, just to keep your eye on it.
Alright. Two.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of following the highway right now. You're driving, like, looking up through the windshield.
Is anyone with me?
My skills are a one-handed weapon, and I only have a dragon bone mace, so I have to wait for it to land.
No, okay.
I've been trying to follow it
in the other car as well.
Well, not
if you're siphoning. It's going to take you a few minutes to siphon gas.
Can I use crafts to siphon gas out of the one that he crashed already?
Ooh, crafts would be, like, to build a siphon to get the gas out. Burglary would just be to quickly siphon the gas out.
I don't have burglary, so...
And you can use a roll. Don't get a bonus.
All right, I'll try. Zero.
No, you don't know how to siphon gas.
I keep putting my mouth on the gas hole. Nothing's happening. I'm just getting dizzy.
All right.
How do you go? Regular taste. Diesel taste? Kind of good.
Ryan. You're getting dizzy. Make a physique roll.
That's a three.
Very good.
All right. Do you want a fate point?
Sure.
I'll give you a fate point. You're going to go... You're falling.
What?
Can I make one last attempt to jab my claws into its side?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the fate point because you're falling. It got a 6 on its athletics roll to fling you off.
All right.
So you can make a fight roll to do one last ditch effort.
All right.
Here we go, Ryan.
That's a 5.
A 5?
Yeah.
All right. You want to? It has a 6.
All right. Yeah. So. I'll spend the fate point then. To bring it up to 7. And I will invoke Quick as the Reaper. I have real fast reflexes.
Yeah, alright, so you just barely managed to sink your claw in. You don't hurt it.
Okay.
But you're holding on. But it did not take any damage.
I'm
going to
look
you
up at the thing and go, hey, you're a poop head.
Oh, we called it a jabroni.
I'll get the cop.
Are you actually trying to get attention?
Cut it out.
I mean, you guys on the ground could try to provoke it to get its attention.
Well, I'm pretty good at provoking.
He's been shooting at it to provoke it.
That's a good point.
I drove a car into it.
Yeah.
Can I try to provoke it into going after the guy that's running away?
No. I mean, you could try.
It's been doing a lot. It hasn't done shit.
Unleaded tastes a little tangy.
I mean,
green is kind of sour.
Like, can I like be like, hey, look, one of them's getting away.
You can try.
I write my own material, guys.
You're a jabroni.
Or you can make a a cult roll first.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Minus one, so.
Right,
yeah, sure. Roll, roll deceive. Or provoke.
Oh, shoot.
That is, deceive plus one.
You gonna spend a fate point?
No.
Yeah, no, it doesn't react to you at all.
Alright,
so Ryan, you're holding on to it. It growls and banks, and starts diving towards the ground. Like, it stops flapping and just retracts its wings to its side, and okay. Just...
quick to the mattresses.
you're watching.
Yeah.
As it basically suddenly like reverses and starts diving back towards the motel.
Totally.
So you crank the wheel and start driving.
The
back
mattresses
towards
are
the motel.
In the motel. That's perfect.
Yeah. Right. The four of you guys on the ground, it's diving right at you. What are you gonna do?
Scatter,
dodge.
Yeah, moving out of the way.
All right, so you can all make athletics checks.
You know what? I'm just gonna keep driving. Bye, guys.
I'm going back to New York.
What about us in the van?
You're not in the van.
I ran to the van with.
Yeah, he's in the van with me.
Oh, because Meyer said he was by himself.
No, I said I was in the van. I didn't say I was by myself.
Oh, then you don't have to.
I asked who was in the van with me. He's in the van with me.
Five.
They had a four.
Four. Okay.
I got a three.
Eric.
I'm Eric.
It dives right at you, and whips you with its tail, and you go flying. Take two physical.
Oh, that's what happened with a five.
It got a seven. Charlie, you're pretty close to the ground.
Oh, everyone else is one. Okay.
It attacked you.
Oh, okay.
Specifically you.
You, like, it was, that's you fair. Guys didn't know where it was coming down, so you all jumped out of the way. Thing. And.
Yeah.
I just started shooting it because it started taking Ryan.
While it's diving, can I use my physique to, like, create an advantage on it? Basically, what I want to do is, like, jam my spines in nice and deep as much as I can. Okay. And then when it gets closer to the ground, I'll push off and tear its flesh open.
I don't know if that would be creating an advantage.
Well, it's like, it would be like... it would be a two-part action. So the first part would be like, stabbed good and deep.
Okay.
And then the second part would be the attack where I could invoke the advantage that I had.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, so make the physique roll.
If we had, so that's a six.
Six.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so... you don't do any damage to it now.
Right.
But you do manage to get your things, like, halfway in.
Okay.
Which is, having stabbed this thing multiple times, it's pretty good. So you watch, it just, it's diving like a bird. Like, it just swooped down and whipped Marty, and now it's flying back up.
All right, so before it gets too high, I'm going to, like, brace myself against it and kick off and just, like... tear up at its...
Okay. You can get a plus one, because it rolled a five against your six.
Okay.
So you can get a plus one.
And that's to fight?
I would take athletics or fight.
Okay. They're the same either way.
Throw it together.
All right. So the boost gives me a plus one. That's six.
Six. All right. You managed to tear a little bit of it out.
Oh,
it doesn't leave like the big gaping wound you were hoping for, but something is leaking out of it, some sort of ichor that you can't. It looks black in the light.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not taste really it. Black. Or
can I at least like create a vulnerable patch? Like I guess part of what I was hoping to do is like rip part of its scales off.
No, it rolled really well.
Okay,
so you heard it, but you don't create an advantage.
Can I have landed near our car?
No, because your car's driving down the highway.
Oh, I didn't realize it was our car that was down the highway. Okay. Because
yeah.
My pipe bomb is in there.
Can I roll a cult?
Sure. Yeah, no, your car's on the highway.
Damn it. I was going to try to get to dive towards me and throw the pipe bomb into its mouth.
You Why is our car on the highway?
Because I'm driving it.
I'm carrying towards the thing.
If I'm carrying the pipe bomb, then sure.
You're in the car. You should know.
Oh, yeah.
I was driving towards the thing because in case when he falls, like, we can get him. So he's out of...
Plus three. You've heard of these things. This is a hunting horror.
Oh, the hunting horror.
It's, with your plus three, you know it's designed to hunt down and kill things that it is summoned to kill. You can't hide from it.
Toss into a pool and shoot.
It is
like
tracking
that.
One of you by your, like, your very essence. Or all of you, but it knows where you are.
It'll always know where we are. We have to kill this thing, because it will always follow us. We're not running.
So they're coming back towards the motel. I'm assuming you're going back towards the motel, right? So if you make an athletics check, you can run to the van to try to get your pipe bomb.
Okay.
I think we should set up this pipe bomb while we're sitting here.
Yeah, want to kill ourselves?
Yeah.
So you guys see Marty running up.
Detonate button, do.
All of a sudden, Damien's just sitting in the back, and he just pulls the pen out of the van.
Guys.
Yeah. So you run up to the van. Do you stop for Marty?
Yeah.
You hit him.
Keep going.
He was a traitor.
Back over him.
It was tracking him.
The guy's like,
all right, you throw open the back doors and you pull out your pipe bomb.
Yeah, why do you throw up all over the place, man? That's gross.
So, Charlie, you make another athletics check.
One.
You got a five in your athletics before?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you managed to land without hurting yourself.
Meyer's been throwing up a lot for years. I thought it looked fun.
It was fun.
So it flew back up, so it's about 60 feet up now. And it's kind of circling. You can tell it's just trying to figure out where it's going to go next. What do you guys want to do?
It's all the joy.
I want to, once I get the pipe bomb, step a bit away from the van, so it doesn't, if I get to dive near me, it's not diving at the van, too.
Okay.
Well, we also need to get it to fucking land so we can javelin it with our car.
I'd like to take a quick shot at it to try to get his attention at me again.
All right, make a shoot check.
And hopefully hurt it, that'd be nice, too. Four.
You hit it, you don't hurt it.
Right.
You can see the book pings off.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else doing anything?
What was I siphoning the gas into?
I don't know.
Probably glass bottles.
Probably like a bowl. if you want to spend a fate point, you can have a bunch of glass bottles to make Molotovs.
Red Solo cups.
What about like just a big ass gas can?
I mean, you had one in the van, but
the van drove away. Office.
There, I mean, that's what fake points are for.
But if I'm going to use a fake point, I'm going to have something that's glassy.
If you spend a fake point, you'll have glass bottles.
All right. I guess so.
And rags or, you know, towels or whatever.
I'm going to mouth hob them up.
All right.
Well, for Chris's fake points, you pass them along.
Do you have crafts?
Thank you.
James does.
Are you helping him?
Yeah.
Remember I tried siphoning
make
the gas.
Make a craft roll.
So and then I accidentally drank gas instead.
I decided what James is doing this turn.
Yes. I already did. +4.
+4. You get 2 Molotovs.
Okay.
If we stopped to let him get out his pipe bomb, maybe I'll get out and help him.
Chris, I've just been making weapons to hurt this thing.
Attention.
That's all we've been doing.
All right. Well, he just shot it. What are you going to do?
Does it look like it got its attention?
You can't tell right now. It definitely was hit.
One important question. Did we run out of glass bottles and rags or gasoline?
Gasoline.
Okay. I don't like that answer.
You spent the fate point for glass bottles and rags, not gasoline.
Gasoline was already there.
You got glass bottles and rags for days.
It turns out the hotel is made out of glass bottles.
On the ground, so when this thing lands, it cuts its feet.
It's not quite as surprising that it burst through it.
Well, then it's going to cut its body.
I'm going to wave my arms. Why don't you try to eat me? I'm pretty tasty. Hello. All
right, that's provoke.
Drive away from him.
towards the hotel or back on the highway?
Go back on the highway.
All right, make a drive check.
Two.
I'll try and eat me. All right.
It seems like it's working, Ed.
I got a one.
All right. So Doc peels away and like don't half donuts and drives back onto the highway.
Don't miss.
This thing, it's circling and just stops and like hovers in the air for a second and then just dives and is coming right at you, Hal.
I'm trying to throw the pipe bomb at its mouth.
All right. That's going to be athletics.
And a hell of a
and it's going to
throw.
Be very difficult.
I know.
Well, the whole point of me provoking it was to make put in a position for him to throw the pipe bomb.
Ooh, I got it. So my chain is still snaggled in its teeth.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to run up and jump on the chain so that its jaws open nice and wide.
Okay.
Creating an advantage for
Marty. All right, so
Marty.
Charlie, make an athletics check.
Okay. Charlie just wants to fly. Because
you set it up. So it wasn't, it is diving towards you. But his first plan was to throw the bomb into the relatively small mouth of the creature that's diving at like 100 miles an hour.
I'm surprised it's being pretty big and hideous.
Yes, relatively small when it's moving at 100 miles an hour dive towards you. So it would be extremely possible. You made it possible. It would still be extremely difficult. So what'd you get, Ryan?
I got three.
Three. All right. So, you watch as Charlie jumps and grabs the chain and yanks its mouth open.
Throw it!
So drive the car in.
I don't have to use the fate point until after I roll, right?
Right. I mean, you could use it now, or you could use it after.
But I'm trying to see if I'm going to see if I need to re-roll or need to add.
Okay.
Athletics?
Yes, the throw.
I have to re-roll that, because right now it's just a three.
With that roll, you're better off adding the plus two.
And I have, I gave you a boost, so
that's... Yeah, so that would be another plus two from Ryan's boost.
All right, so I guess I'll take points.
Generally, it's better to add the two unless you have, like, a minus three. Mm. Just statistically, it comes out better.
So I can't use multiple, right?
You can't use the same aspect each time.
All right,
so you can invoke different aspects.
Ryan's aspect... And,
well, you don't have to spend a fate point.
Yeah, that's mine is a free plus two. That's why I did that.
Right. Okay. Right. One person gets to use it for free. I forgot. Would reluctant police officer or Quick Draw McGraw fit here?
Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw would be much better. Yeah.
So that makes it a seven.
A seven. Okay.
Oh, that's a nice stance, Ryan.
So
you probably could use police officer too if you wanted to.
How many fate points do you have?
Two more.
You can spend as many as you want.
I'll spend another one.
Sure.
For a reluctant police officer, so it's a nine.
A nine. Okay.
Please do this.
It got a minus two on its roll. Well, no. It rolled a minus two with its athletics, puts it at three. And you throw it in, and it closes its mouth. I'm assuming you let go of the chain, Charlie. And it flies back up, and you hear, boom!
Yay.
So you got a nine?
Yeah.
All right.
And then it falls to the ground, and we have to attack it with our sword.
All of you make will checks.
Nope, it's still not here.
Three.
One.
We got two.
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 Two. Minus one.
Minus one. Okay. Ed, you take two mental stress. The rest of you are fine. You're yeah! And you watch as it wobbles and goes back to circling.
Oh.
You heard it.
Yeah.
But you didn't kill it.
We have to do that two more times. I only had one pipe bomb. It's a weapon plus three, if that makes any difference.
Oh. It does, actually.
Oh. Yeah.
You should have rolled with that.
I'm sorry, I completely...
It's still circling.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let me erase the pipe bomb, because I'm pretty sure I was...
And technically you got spin on it.
It doesn't reload.
Oh, yeah, you did get spin on it.
Yeah.
You got double spin on it.
Triple spin.
Yeah.
So you do get a benefit for getting spin.
Okay, well, I think that was a good use
of Yes. Do you want it to land? Would you want that to be your use of spin?
That would be nice.
All right, so it's flying up and boom, and it wobbles and then swoops back down and lands on the ground. And for a second, you celebrate and then it just sort of coils itself together like a giant 40-foot long snake.
Yeah, shit.
Yay!
I wasn't celebrating. I was...
No!
All right, so what are you doing with the car?
The car with the giant spike on the front?
Are you sitting in it, or are you just hitting it again?
No, I'm going to do the same thing I did last
time. Make another drive check.
But I am also going to... throw a Molotov cocktail at it?
Well, you can't do both.
Yeah, I can't do both. I'm going to... Is it lit? I have the Molotov cocktail lit already.
Sure, it's ready
to go.
I'll
just leave it in the passenger seat.
Okay.
All right.
I will not buckle its seatbelt.
That's dangerous, Chris. It might start a fire.
Wait, does it have a seatbelt?
I don't know.
Yeah, what happened?
I didn't even check. Three.
Okay.
Make sure it's nice and secure, little Molly.
A lot of Molly.
Okay.
And a Molly.
So, you drive the car into it.
Yeah.
Well, you drive the car at it.
Right.
And it thinks, it whips itself up quickly and coils like a snake. And it sees the car coming. It
bounces like a
snake. And its mouth opens and it growls. And it takes its tail and just bats the car out of the way.
Fuck.
But the Molotov goes falling out and crashes onto the ground and lights up on fire right next to it. So make a...
nipple roll.
Oh, I have a last
make a roll
one.
With plus... 3 for the Molotov, because that's what James got to make it.
You roll that.
Roll whatever.
We'll roll plus, with a plus
4. I got a plus 4 to
roll. Actually, rolling.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, plus 2, because
I
you have
like to roll.
He's roll.
Just whatever that bonus was, because I broke even.
Okay, so 2.
Like the Undertaker.
So you watch as the Molotov crashes onto the body of this thing and spreads fire, and it hisses, but doesn't seem to be hurt by it.
But is he emotionally hurt by it?
You would think so.
Okay, emotionally scarred.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you'd do
being
that.
Being that it only whipped
I thought we were friends.
Then why are you attacking me?
I don't know what friendship is.
Then why were you confused when we attacked
I don't even remember just when like I got that pipe bomb, but I'm glad it came in handy.
I think
it was in the second game when you're trying to liberate the town.
I think when we were attacking those corrupts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made some pipe bombs, and so it's on the ground. What would you guys like to do?
Is that vehicle still drivable? With the
you can spend a fate point and still drivable.
I think I'll do that because I think we really need to hit it with that.
I'm
going to
try something.
Otherwise, it.
I'm going to try something crazy. I'm going to run right into its mouth.
Okay, it's Pal does.
You know,
I'm going to take my knife.
Probably
I'm
easier to cut it out from the inside.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to take your knife and just.
You're not Drax.
Like Drax.
All right, like someone with drive needs to set too. This car up to drive
I'm
into
not
it again.
Knives. I'm just
but this time down. We're going to. I think. Someone should drive up behind it with the car, and somebody should throw the Molotov at it so it's more concerned about the Molotov and doesn't see the car hitting it.
Oh, the car didn't hit it, so it's okay?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Well,
it's just on fire.
I spent a
fake
point. No, it's not on fire.
It's not on fire. It's like, it's going to run for a few more minutes. It is not long for this world.
The car is still running.
The whole left side of the car is just, like, indented. There's not much
of
a passenger side left.
It's fine. We didn't need that part.
But yeah, it's drivable for now.
Okay.
So what are you guys doing?
All right, so I would assume someone would go to athletics, throw the other Molotov at it, while someone would go drive.
Can we fight for the Molotov?
No.
You let me use fight to throw knives at it. In the past, you let me use knives.
No, because that's more of a precision thing. Fighting with a Molotov would be like punching it with the Molotov.
I'll
it's definitely it's athletics to throw.
I'll run up, grab the Molotov, and
I'll get to the car then. Because I'm decent. All right,
so you make a drive check. You make an athletics check.
Because the reason
it's did see you send the car at it though, Chris.
Okay, I'll use this turn to dodge.
Yeah, it is lunging at you.
I got 3.
So you make athletics to dodge, Chris.
Can I place an aspect on it to try to distract it?
You want to make it go after you instead?
Yeah, I guess.
Can I?
So make a provoke roll.
can I have a stunt? What do I do to a stunt?
It depends on what the stunt is.
It says, use medicine to know weakness and place an aspect.
All right, so make a medicine check.
That is a 5.
A 5? Okay.
So I'm going to go, hey, you're stupid enough to fall for that old trick?
Plus 7. I got a 3. All right,
one second. It's you see, it's about to lunge at Chris, and it turns to you. Make an athletics check.
Oh. You'll dive bomb towards us while have pipe bomb thrown in mouth, and then get hit with
I'm doing that so that he can attack it. I'm placing the aspect so he can attack.
Yeah, it wasn't
I'm not trying to make it attack me. I mean, I'm distracting it and placing an aspect.
Okay, it could still attack you. You place an aspect on it.
Okay, can I invoke that aspect?
Sure.
I got a plus 8.
Do I still have to dodge? Toss.
No, you don't. Oh. It's not attacking you.
Ah, I can do something different now.
You provoked it to distract it.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yeah, but usually placing an aspect on somebody and getting a plus 5 doesn't come with me having to dodge an attack.
This is kind of like when Will wanted to cast fear on that thing that was running at him, and I said, okay, it continues to run at you. Of course that's what happens. You provoked it.
Look, I'm just...
I'm provoking you. Are you going to, like, punch Meyer now?
Well, Meyer, why are you letting me do that?
I'll give you a fate point.
I mean, I'm going to die then if I get attacked, because I'm going to fail my athletics roll and I'm going to die. Well, so I take back the roll. I don't want to do that action. Man.
All right, then I got a plus 6 all to right. toss my Molotov.
You could do it.
I got a 3 to dodge.
It won't kill you. You can, if you don't, you can take consequences.
Or to provoke
him. No, I'm not going to do it.
And I just spent like 5 turns dangling off of this thing 80 feet in the air.
I know, but I have no physical.
What is
the point of my drive roll? Because I mean,
you're piloting their car with a spear.
Because I was going to say,
how many stress do you have?
I have one, and I only have two boxes of physical stress.
Yeah, that's
so you have
and your consequences.
You have a 2, so you can absorb that many shifts in damage. So, like, if you have a 2 box open, you can absorb 2 shifts.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it though.
All right.
It's probably better for Ed not to do it, because that's a lot of...
It just seems silly for me to make a roll like that and get attacked, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I got a plus 7.
Like, if I was doing it, I have 4 boxes of physical, so...
All right, so with your plus 7, your stunt lets you... So you find a weakness and put an aspect on it, right? Okay. So you look at it, and you can tell that it's probably weakest at the joints. Well, obviously, its mouths and eyes aren't armored.
Yeah.
But it also seems it's weak where its wings join the rest of its body.
Oh.
So you give it the aspect weak jointed. And with a 7, that gets a free invoke. So if you want to use Meyer's aspects.
All right. So the doc calls out to me, hit it on the wing, hit it by the joint.
Yeah.
So yeah, then I'll chuck that Molotov right at the place where its wings join its body.
All
right.
So that could put you at a
plus
9.
8.
Plus 8. Okay. And what'd you get for your drive check?
3.
3. Okay. So it is distracted by the car, so you don't hit it with the plus 3.
Okay.
The plus 8 with the Molotov, however, does hit it. Flip this over.
Eat that, you son of a goose.
And it...
He is a son of a goose.
It lights up, and the thing screeches again.
It honks.
It's super effective.
It is very effective. It's very bright. It is also very angry, and it looks... But you don't... Well, Meyer, with your 7...
Yeah.
It is very hurt.
Oh, it's hurt. It's hurt!
But it is not dead yet.
Oh yeah,
I'm not dead yet.
And it turns to you, Ryan,
mm-hmm.
because you just threw a Molotov at it, and it is diving towards you.
Drive at it, Ryan. So when it goes to hit Ryan, you hit it. It hits the car instead.
Can I drive at it, not hitting Ryan?
Yeah, you have to make a drive check.
I'll dive out of the way.
Yeah, right you here. Can make
also,
it. Well,
again, I would like to jump out of the car before it makes contact.
Okay, so first make a drive roll.
Yeah.
Drive, you son of a horse's ass, drive. To,
I really want to provoke you again.
I'm thinking of re-rolling. But it's right now it's a 1.
Ryan would hit Eric and get her to stop.
Stop provoking me.
Ow! I was even looking that direction.
That went ideal.
Chris was provoking him, though.
I think I might want to re-roll that.
I guess you were really dead.
Okay. I'll use my reluctant police officer. I have a lot of experience in driving. Not with javelins on the car, but still.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Jeez, really good idea.
Same result, the same roll.
Well.
A 1. I have no more,
All right, so, you can now make an athletics check to get out of the way. Ryan, you can get whatever the result to your roll is, just add +1.
Okay.
3.
You get plus one. Yeah, sorry.
I got 3 to get out of the way.
Okay.
Is that...
Well, that's a -1, so 0.
Okay. You don't manage to get out of the way.
Is that hunting horror my mom?
It is.
How's that go?
Mom?
I'm going to be really pissed if I die because I got hit by a car.
He succeeded.
Okay.
So you don't get hit by the car. You do take 4 physical stress.
Okay.
It would have... You see, it probably would have bit you in half.
Uh-huh.
But it does get hit by the car, which doesn't hurt it, but, like, knocks it off course a little bit. So you wind up just getting, like... whipped by its tentacles and thrown away.
Okay. Can I take myself out?
Sure.
Alright, so I get a fate point.
Yep.
I get knocked against a tree.
Yeah.
And I'm unconscious.
So I get back in the van and we should just leave. Ryan goes through this whole thing of spiraling onto the dragon thing. He survived!
It's almost dead.
It is bare, like, one more hit will probably do it.
I kick it in the
head. Hit him what? He can't shoot it. You keep missing with the car.
Hey,
he's driving away. He just yells at it.
I've got an aspect on it.
Yeah. I missed with the car once, and Eric missed with the car once, but I hit it with the car once, too.
And I got a pipe bomb down his throat.
I've got an aspect on it.
And now you guys know it's weakness.
Yes, it still has that aspect that you can invoke.
If anybody has fate points.
It's weak point.
I do have a fate point. I'm going to freaking stab it with my spike.
Okay. So make a fight roll.
Oh, boy. Hope your fight's good.
I fight it. That would give me a +1.
They're charging.
Well, I do know it's weak point, right?
Yeah, well, you can spend a fate point to invoke that.
Go. I will. Will that add anything to me?
Give me a +2.
All right, so give me a +3?
Yeah.
It's a good play.
Is that even worth it?
You don't know. I will tell you this. It was focused on Ryan and the car, so it's not dodging out of the way of you right now.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so that puts you at +3.
Yeah.
I'll get ready to shoot in case.
And with your... You have armor... You have weapon...
Weapon 1, AP 2.
Okay. That puts you at just enough. So you run up. So describe how you take this thing out.
I noticed that I got pissed that the car didn't hit it again. So I just run at it, and I just dive at it and just punch it in the back of the head or in the weak spot and just keep hitting it repeatedly with my spike out. I've been trying to javelin you all night!
So you guys watch as Timmy, like, kind of leaps up and starts stabbing this thing with his new proboscis.
You mean day. In the morning.
Oh.
He said all night.
Oh.
It's with the morning.
I thought we got woken up from our dreams, and I thought it was like still nighttime.
It's like early morning. It's like 3 or 4 a.m. Yeah, so this thing writhes and screams, and it flails back and forth, and eventually, Timmy, it throws you off, and you land on a patch of grass and roll.
Oh, we land on a mattress.
Yeah,
you land on a very conveniently placed mattress, and the thing writhes and screams, and then eventually just boom, collapses and twitches and then just lays still.
Holy
the fire on it eventually goes out, and there's it's kind of hard to see the char on the already black thing, but there is like a big spot on it that is charred.
Right, I'm gonna run over and start kicking it. So
charred.
I'm still pissed.
It hurts your foot.
Okay.
Damn it! Ow! Yeah. I'm angry I'm enough gonna, to ignore.
I'll get out. I'll go back to the hotel.
Doc, stitch this armor on me.
It was after us.
You
can
do that if you want.
Just gonna lose all my skin.
It was after
armor.
That would be a level six.
That'd be a level six, huh?
If you want to cut parts of its armor off, and you can do that.
What else could I get from it?
Maybe the tentacles? Take its wings.
I'm gonna take its wings.
You could try to take its wings.
I'd have to fly everywhere because those things would be heavy.
I'll stop the car and I'll run to Sonic. So it's
Charlie Chains.
Yeah, so he's unconscious, yeah. But he's hurt, obviously, but yeah. He's not dead.
All right.
But you can make a medicine check.
Okay. All negatives. Got a five.
All right, so Ryan, you can get rid of five stress.
Cool.
And you come back to consciousness, still very much in pain, but alive.
Did we get it?
Yeah, it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead.
Not yet, sir.
I'm gonna go sit in the van. Charlie like sits up and gets to his feet, walks over to it, and then just give me back my chain, you son of a bitch.
you yank it out.
I can't.
I could have been at a barbecue. What the hell did that smell?
the family that you saw before peeks their heads out from the bless you.
Yes.
From the door of their motel room.
Hope you didn't need your car.
What is that thing?
Dead.
You're welcome.
Good answer. Good answer.
It doesn't matter now. I'm giving you a fake note. So you killed your first hunting horror.
Good.
Our first.
Yeah.
First.
I like the way that was phrased.
I mean... He did say his hounds were after you.
This isn't a fucking hound, it's flies.
I mean, it depends on your definition. It's a bloodhound. It's a big old magical bloodhound.
I didn't hear a single woof.
Hal is sitting in the passenger seat, just brooding.
But for reals, what else could I get from this thing other than just the armor? Like,
you could get its wings.
No, that's too much.
Take the wings.
I will say...
Because it's got a lot of eyes. Can I put eyes all over my body? Bring my notice up to like 1,000?
You could if you want to implant some more eyes on you. You could armor yourself. You don't have to.
You could
cover
have eyes
your,
in the back of your head.
You don't have to cover your entire body. Like if you want to get just like a chest armor, you could do that.
I think I would do whole body.
I will say you kind of have a sense with the stitching that if you take the wings, they may slightly resize.
Oh, so they'd be proportionate
to
me.
I want to have half-sized wings.
And anything else you can think of from the hunting horror. Maybe if you want...
I'm going to investigate the hunting horror just to, like, see what, like, if I can figure out who he was, or it was chasing, like, who was hunt, like, what group.
Make an investigation.
I want to just sew my head onto its entire body.
That will just kill you.
I'm going to walk up here and do that Maximilian Olivas move.
Entire body. Plus two.
Where you
study the creature and then...
and make a journal of it.
Yeah.
Plus two. So you walk around it and you examine
it,
Doc, and you find on its head, there's a bit... there's sort of like... incongruous to everything else, there's sort of like this gem in its head, and embedded in the gem are a few strands of hair, but you can't really tell whose it is exactly.
Oh, can I take the gem?
Well, that's Hal's hair.
you have to like cut it out of its head, but you managed to get it out.
Can I imbue that gem into me so I know who I can always hunt at any point in time?
Yes, if you want to do that. You could if you want to try to...
It's your hair.
You always know where you are.
Oh, great.
Like I can...
Is it different hair?
There's
what
two...
What is different hair?
Like, is it... Does it look like it's the same strands of the same person's hair? Or is
it looks like the same hair. But it can't... You can't tell. Mm-hmm. It's, like, dark, so it could be half of you guys. But
I have gray hair, so... Fuck you guys.
You could also maybe like try to cut its head open if you want to find the organ that lets it hunt things down.
Ooh.
You could try to embed that in yourself. That would be more difficult though because you don't exactly know what you're looking for.
I got a gem though. I'll take the gem.
How big is this thing's dick?
It doesn't have one that you can see.
Damn it. How big is this thing's tail?
Oh, God.
Its body?
Alright, well, I know what I'm grafting on now.
How does this thing taste?
Not good.
You should graft its tentacles onto your arm so you have tentacles instead of your other arm.
You can do that.
Yeah, I don't think... As much as I really want to, I don't think it's something Simon...
But they're all tipped in knives.
That's still... Oh, okay. Wait. They're tipped in knives? Can I cut them off and make more knives? Can I cut them off and give them to James to make knives out of for me?
James could try.
Right,
but it'd be difficult, but
I'll
hack
off a bunch of them.
So, are you taking anything from it? Or is anyone taking anything from it?
I'm taking it.
I got the gem. I have a cool gem, man.
You're not going to stitch it to yourself, though, are you?
No. All
right.
I don't think that's weird. I don't think that.
What, you want a gem? Want me to put a gem into your body?
James, you're debating.
I am. I'm really thinking about this. I'm going to become like a horror on your team.
Yes, that would be a level 6.
Yeah.
You, like, go out in public, you have to wear a trench coat and completely cover yourself, otherwise people are going to scream and run away.
Alright, we said we can only get... With the consequences, we can only either fill this thing up, or we can get like 2 and 6, or 2 4s, or
you can have a 2, a 4, and a 6. You can have 3 2s. You can put a 2 in a bigger slot. You can put one in a bit. You can have like a 2 and 1 2 and 2 4s.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have multiple 6s.
So you can't have multiple 6s. So like this, like once I get this one, this will be the only 6 I can get.
Unless you cut it all off you at some point and put something else on.
He's a man.
And I feel like I should wait for something I really want.
Hunt. Does that mean his 6 box is filled and that if he gets it?
No, it splits.
Well, could you grab the hunting part of it?
You would have to, like, cut its head open and, like, find the part of its brain.
Yeah.
You could just stick it in you somewhere, probably, like, on the back of your neck, maybe.
It's
like
just
on
cold water.
I put it in my
what?
Nose. It's just cold water. That's
oh, okay, it's a cold water, yeah.
Wait, what would it do?
How many talents did I cut off?
It would let you track things anywhere if you have like a sample of them.
I'm gonna say 9.
I'm gonna say 5 because that's how many it had.
Okay. All right, I'll do it. I'll try finding it.
All right, make a medicine check.
Yeah, we'll get a sample of Lieutenant Albert. We just fucking track him down.
What was it? Wait, what are you
medicine?
Saying? Medicine. +6.
+6. All right. You try to cut it open with a scalpel, but that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Eventually, you have to borrow a knife from Simon and just, like, open its mouth and start sawing up its head.
Uh-huh.
It takes you a while, but you manage to finally crack its head open.
Hey, Simon, will you help me mutilate this corpse? I thought you'd never ask.
It's really gross for all you guys watching, but you manage to crack its incredibly thick skull open. And its brain, you went to medical school, you know what a brain looks like. This thing is black.
Oh, God.
And it has a lot more folds than you're used to seeing. You get the feeling this thing was pretty smart. But there's one part in the front of it that kind of looks different from everything else. And your money's on that's the thing.
All right, I'll take it.
It's probably the size of a tangerine.
Uh-huh.
But you got you. I mean, if you want to use it, you have to put it in someone now.
All right.
It's not gonna last.
Delicious.
You're gonna put it in yourself, or are you gonna give it to someone else?
No one else wants it, so I'll do it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to think because that might actually be really useful for a hitman. So if you don't want it, I'll take it.
If you want it, then yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it.
Mm. All right. So make another medicine check because you got to. Surgically implanted. So
nice.
It's Charlie.
Here's a plan.
I got +5 on the craft and the knives
plus
for you,
five.
By the way.
Ooh. Do I get 5 knives?
1 second.
Okay.
So, Charlie, the doc lays you down on your stomach and cuts open, like, right between your shoulder blades and peels it back.
Alex is listening now, so I'm going to stop.
And you feel the doc implant this really gooey, squishy thing. It's super painful. And he stitches you closed and carves the runes in your skin and on the parts. And as it stitches closed, Doc, you watch as, like, the bump depresses. And, like, it goes away. And, Charlie, you feel whatever this is graft itself into your nervous system.
Right.
And you feel, like, this burning sensation going up the back of your neck and into your head. And you, for a moment, get the worst headache you have ever had. It feels like your brain is literally on fire. Charlie screams in agonizing pain. You pass out. And a few seconds later, you come back to your head still throbbing. But you feel this sense in you, that if you have a part of someone or something, you can find them.
Would you know? Could he have a sense of, like, who? Does he know who it will be? Like, if he has a sense, like, who the person is?
Like, no, it's not like I know I'm chasing John Smith.
Oh, okay.
Like, you just know where that person is.
If I gave him, like, the hair we found, I was on, he wouldn't know who the person was that he was hunting.
Well, like, it wouldn't tell him who the person is, but, like, he can look at you guys and he'll know which one it is.
Yeah, I'll give him the hair. See.
All right. So you. You take and you hold it and you concentrate for a second. And who is it? Tell me who it is.
It's not the dumbest idea I've ever had.
It could be me.
It's not Hal.
Simon.
Okay, yeah. So you hold it and you feel like this sense inside of you activates, and Simon is glowing. He is the brightest thing in the universe.
So it's like Shadow to. To Laura.
Yes. You close your eyes and walk away. You know exactly where Simon is. Like, you know down to the millimeter how far away you are.
Is this just because he implanted the thing?
Yes.
And he picked me?
No,
the hair.
That was yours.
My hair. That's why you're so kempt. You've got to be kempt. Yeah.
So then you put the gem down, it fades. But you realize that you could if you had that, as long as you had that part of Simon, you could find him anywhere.
Alright. Well, boys, if they send any more of these things after us, we're fucked.
Yeah. I think I want to take its tentacles.
Simon just cut the tips of its tentacles off to make knives.
Just the tip.
And then you made knives out of it.
Yeah.
I did. All right.
So you could still have tentacles. They just won't have knives on the end.
That kind of ruins the luster of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take one of the knives back.
I mean, nah, it's fine.
So you're not taking any of its hide? You don't want the four armor?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean if they send one of those things out?
Yeah, like I said, pounds, plural, right?
And by the way, I got a +5 for his knives.
Okay. We'll deal with that. All right.
I'm
so
sure they will.
Is there
bad
anything
and worse?
Is there anything you guys want to do before you? I'm assuming leave.
Did the guy still run away? No, I think
he should leave immediately.
What a second office. Why not?
Okay.
I think we should get a refund because this hotel was not comfortable.
Yeah, so, we're sat in the office, so
yeah,
I'll take the money.
You pull $100 out of the register. There's an old porno mag.
Yeah.
That's really it.
No, he doesn't have any weapons. Like,
why are you?
There's a bat under the counter.
The goons know you've been masturbating.
That's what he's running from.
Outdated porn.
You don't know. I mean, he could have stuff at home. You don't know.
Usually, hotel people like these, like motel like that. They kind of that's where they live.
Apparently, he didn't.
I don't know. Gotcha.
Like the Bates Motel.
But you got $100 out of the register. Yeah. And then you get back on the road. It's daytime, so I guess Marty's driving. That's the new plan, right?
Right.
All right.
Although now, do we still have to worry about? The whole plan of him not knowing where
I think it's clear that they can get to us regardless.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, the sense you get is that...
These hounds, at least.
Yeah.
Well, the hunting horrors can find you.
Right.
Elbert can get into your dreams, yeah. maybe, but he doesn't know where you are.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Okay. You don't get another dream. It's not a constant thing. It's when he chooses yeah. to.
No, but. I know. I just... Hal is now going to try to go to sleep and talk to him.
Okay. It doesn't.
It's okay.
Maybe next time.
Dragon Ball.
What, you trying to turn everyone in?
No.
Okay.
What? In a trailer?
In that case, you can talk to him maybe.
All you want. No. Yeah, so we'll end it there. That was easy rest. Or rest easy. Questions?
That's an ironic comments? Name, given what happened to the game.
I know this is a more fight-heavy one. But you all also cleared a major milestone, so you get that.
Yeah,
I don't remember what that does.
We'll talk about Mike.
Yes. So no, it's fate. So no XP points. So
oh wait, we get like one. More, we can get a skill, right? Or something.
Yes, you can. You can raise a skill to 5. You could change your high concept if you wanted to. Let me major milestone. So. If you have an extreme consequence, you can rename it and start to get rid of it. I don't think any of you do.
No.
You also take an additional point of refresh. So your refresh goes up. You can raise a skill up to 5 if you're able to. You still have to keep the steps, but you can raise a skill to 5. And you could rename your high concept.
I'm going to change my high concept from reluctant police officer to unwilling policeman.
Nope. Do you also get...
You also get the other ones, too. So you get the significant milestone, which gives you another skill point, but you can't go above 4 with that. So you can use it to increase a skill or get a new skill at +1.
You can't increase a skill unless it can go on top of another one?
Yes. So you have to have 4 skills in the left column before you can get a 5th skill, a skill of +5.
So like with this setup here, where
start
I have
with that.
1, 4, 2, 3s and 4 each. Of
right, but you can't like take a +1 skill and raise it up to +5.
Right,
you'd have to take a +4 skill and raise it to +5.
But I have to.
But you need 2 +4 skills because there has to be one below it.
Yeah,
but you can't take a +4. But you can't.
All right, we'll do this off mic.
Yeah.
All right, so any last will thoughts?
I am the spoon.